For a time, I went to the American School of Tangier, where the lessons were all in English, and the girls wore Western clothes. There were daily doses of classical Arabic as well, but it got too expensive for the son of a flaky businessman. I was sent instead to a school in the Ville Nouvelle, where I got distracted, stopped reading, and only just scraped into college at the end of it. And at college, there were more girls. There was also a woman who taught politics, Miss Aziz. She had hair so black it had a purple glow in the light that came through the lecture room windows. It was thick, with a slight wave, chopped off just above the shoulder. Like other women, she wore trousers most of the time, but once she wore a black shirt to the knee with a white shirt and three rows of big red beads. Towards the end of the class, I noticed that a thin strip of white lace had slipped below the hem of the skirt and settled on the black nylon that covered her legs. We were all majoring in economics. It was a dull subject, but my father made me do it. Mrs. Eze's politics class was a compulsory module in the course, and it had a bit of history in it, too. One day, she told us about the wars of the last century and how the Europeans came to North Africa. She talked about the colonizers as though she wasn't sure they were quite human. They were cultured, all right, the way she told it. But they were addicted to killing in a way that no number of symphonies could make up for. All this was new to me.